So join me. Jesus Christ, you travel through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick were made well. Come to our aid now in the midst of the global spread of the coronavirus, that we may experience your healing love.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest
are sick with the virus. May they regain their strength and health through your favorable grace and through timely and quality medical care. Heal us from our fear, which prevents nations from working together and neighbors from helping one another. Drive out that fear by infusing us with your selfless, generous love.
In Christ alone, you took on flesh, fullness of God in heaven. This babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross that Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied.
Forgive us from our pride, which makes us claim invulnerability to a disease that knows no borders and blinds us to the needs of those most vulnerable among us. Deepen our compassion to see men, women, and children as you do. Jesus Christ, healer of all, stay by our side in this time of uncertainty and sorrow. Grant us the peace of your presence, and use us to bring your peace to others.
There in the ground, his body laid, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day.
Families of those who are sick or who have died. As they worry and grieve, defend them from illness and despair. May they know the comfort of your peace. Be with the doctors, nurses, researchers, and all the medical professionals who seek to help to heal, and those affected, and those who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection and your peace.
No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of me home, here in the power of God.
leaders of all the nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and true concern for the well-being of the people they are meant to serve. Give them the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for and prevent future outbreaks. May they know your peace as they work together for the good of all people. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And just as you go, let me send you off with this last benediction. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And all God's people said, Amen.